Hey everybody, it's April 29th. We're going to take it a little different direction today. Welcome to Pray Today. I'm so glad you're joining me for this today. I want you to imagine yourself for a minute. You might want to close your eyes. Imagine, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. I want you to imagine, though, climbing to the top of a mountain. Your goal, and you've trained for months, your goal is to make it to the top of the mountain. And on one side of the mountain, on the mountain side, you could call it, and you're on the edge of the mountain, there are thorns and craggly, jagged rocks. And on the other side, of course, is the cliff going off the side of the mountain. And although you know and you have the knowledge that there are things all around you that would be beautiful to look at, and to stop and do, you remember that your goal is to get to the top. In order to get to the top, you have to stay on the narrow path that is leading up the mountain. One step off of the path in either direction could be either hurtful or even fatal. So having that little word picture in your mind, I want to take you to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. And this is Solomon writing some words of encouragement and instruction to his son. And he says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." So what I want to do today is just encourage you to stop for a moment and ask yourself, what's most important to me? And if Christ in your relationship with God is the most important thing to you, you're in the right place. If it's not, then if they're not number one, then I would strongly recommend that you reconsider your priorities. Your spouse is not, your future spouse is not to be your priority. Your children aren't to be your priority. God is to be your priority. And He desires for you to stay on that path and to not get distracted on what's either side of you, but to determine what your goal is. I know for me, my goal is to grow closer to Christ every day. I would be lying if I said I do grow closer to Christ every day, because there are some days and I'm in a valley. But looking back at this word picture, I know what the goal is. The goal is to reach the precipice, to reach the top, and to stay focused directly before me. Not getting too far ahead, not focusing on what's behind or what's on the side or the other side, but focusing on what God has called me to do. Let's pray. God, I just ask that you would remind us to let our eyes look straight ahead and to fix our gaze, to fix it, to not give in to distractions that would keep us from where you want us to go and what you want us to do today. Lord, I pray that for those hearing this message today, if they feel like their life doesn't have a purpose, would you remind them that their number one purpose is to love you and to love others? And Father, may you remind them that you have a plan for their lives, that you want to use them to bring glory to you. So God, we pray that you would remove all distractions from us so we would be able to fix our eyes, that we would see clearly the path that you have before us. And Lord, we know that sometimes you don't give us too far in advance that we can see ahead, and we know that by doing that, you are helping us to trust you more and to not get ahead of where you want us to be. God, once again today, we just thank you that you will show us what you desire of us. We don't have to figure it out. We wait patiently on you and we walk towards you. Thank you, Lord, that you give us what we need to do that. Go with us today, Lord. May we be a witness for you. May we be a light for you. And may others see the path that we're on and want to follow us on that path towards you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.